The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hoops? I mean, you should be done with hoops.
Well,
How old are you now?
29 still.
Oh, wow. You look a lot older than that.
She thinks she's going to turn me into a zombie and then rob me blind.
Sucks. I'm just saying.
You look a lot older than 29.
Now you can tell everybody about how the worst injury you had was a Chewy hurt your feelings.
Unbelievable.
Well, I wasn't born yesterday. I might drop dead today, but I sure as hell wasn't born yesterday.
Does he look older than 29?
Don't answer that. I don't know if it's a compliment or...
Yeah,
that's so mean.
Let's not do this game on this side of the room either, okay?
Mr. Field, I'm here to spend some time with you.
Oh, really? Are you the boyfriend? Are you going to kill me? I'm an old man for crying out loud. You're going to kill an old man, you coward.
Huh? I don't think you look older than 30.
Well, now, I'm not 30.
Yeah, you don't look
he
older.
Looks like 35.
No, Mr. Field, look, really, I'm this way.
I can't read that, you fool.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
What a day, what a day. I am still flying high after yesterday's Goody antics. Goody acquisitions, Goody moves. Good day for Goody, good day for the Packers. And I'm guessing there are people out there who could argue with me on that, based on who they lost. Well, we'll get to that as the show goes on. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. No Chewy, no Gabe. Holding it down for the both of them is one Ben Brust.
Don't put that expectation on me to hold it down for the Packers Encyclopedia and the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Chamora.
Yeah, I know. I'm setting you up for failure is what I'm doing.
When I got asked to do this, I knew I was already set up for failure.
Well, you and I would have to spend 2 hours together, so you were
The audience was set up for failure, yeah, right away.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to do that, subject myself to that type of abuse.
Is it bad that, you know, my girlfriend is sick right now, and the less time I spend in the house, the less opportunity I have to get sick? Is that bad?
It's bad that you have a newborn, and you're like... Deuces.
I mean, yeah.
That's bad.
So I asked her. I was like, I didn't ask her. I was thinking about asking her. Would it be bad right now if I left in the morning to go sub on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy? And I was like, hey, FYI, I have to sub on Jen, Gabe, and
so
Chewy.
You did the old ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Yep. Good luck. Hope the coughing goes away. You guys got it. Good
well,
dad.
I do appreciate having you here because otherwise it would have just been me waxing poetic and spinning out all morning long. Yesterday was a big day for the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, we knew that free agency was starting this week. It was the legal tampering period. And yet, we put it on the poll yesterday. Do you even think the Packers will be active in free agency? Do you even think that they will be? And we thought because of their needs, especially defensively, especially their needs at safety, especially their needs at linebacker, that Goody would make some moves. Chewy's been banging the drum about running back for days, for weeks, saying they needed to find somebody to replace A.J. Dillon. Turns out they found somebody to replace Aaron Jones.
I mean, they could have found an undrafted free agent that would have produced more than A.J. Dillon.
Which is what I think their plan is. I think their plan is to draft somebody.
Yeah, either. I don't want to see them use one of the five of the top 100 picks on a running back.
I don't think you have to.
And I mean, I think as I was listening to Dan Graziano on Unsportsmanlike, which you can hear right before Jen, Gabe, and Chewy talk about, he was surprised that the running back market went so fast, and he thinks that's telling to what these GMs feel about acquiring someone early in the NFL draft to be a plug-and-play type running back.
Yeah, I think that market is going to shrivel up very quickly. If Aaron Jones thinks, and we'll get to this as the show goes on this morning, he's going to get $12 million on the open market. I don't think that's happening anymore, big guy. And I'm not sitting here relishing in Aaron Jones potentially being unemployed. That's not what I'm doing. It's just like, I think the Packers read this pretty well.
Yeah.
I think the Packers, when they said to Aaron Jones yesterday, hey, we need you to take a pay cut. Now, believe who you want. with the information that is out there, folks. Obviously, Aaron Jones, no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers. That was the big news yesterday, in addition to their acquisitions. But I saw that Rosenhaus was pushing the narrative that they asked him to take a pay cut of half. Half of 12 is six. To be honest with you, six kind of aligns with what we are seeing in the market right now at the running back position. And then I saw another report that was like, well, it was between eight and nine. Well, that's not the same.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think I had heard Chewy say he was looking for a safety in the 14 millions. Maybe he missed the memo on the cap going up. So wherever the 6 million to 8 million is, maybe that was the difference of percentage in the cap going up.
Yeah, and to be fair, we don't math very well on this program. So
do you guys have a capologist around here? No. Joshy, do you serve that role?
No.
I love that you guys have a capologist. The minute I found out that Brad Nortman was in accounting.
Oh, it's great.
I was like, get that dude.
He didn't have a choice.
No, you
for Kyle Bruston Nortman 2-5, I said, you're the cap guy. And whether you like it or not, you have a finance and accounting background. I want nothing to do with this.
Explain it
in layman's terms,
love
please.
It. I love it. So yesterday, guys, big news. Let's just talk about the things that happened yesterday. Joshy, David Bakhtiari released first and foremost. We expected that to happen. Aaron Jones released. Big surprise.
Yeah, you need a bigger ding for that one.
Big surprise.
No, you're going to make people mad. That's a celebration horn.
Josh has just got his hands pressed up against the hotkeys right now going, I don't know what you want from me.
Back to trying to read my mind, Joshy.
Is this what we're looking for? A little...
run this through the whole thing. This is how I feel this morning. David Bakhtiari released, Aaron Jones released, Josh Jacobs signed to terms, Xavier McKinney agrees to terms, John Runyon Jr. signed with the New York Giants, Darnell Savage signed with Jacksonville, Tyler Davis was re-signed.
Did I miss that?
Oh, that happened first.
Yeah, that was...
I believe that was the first thing. So it's understandable that that one would have gotten, like, lost in the shuffle.
He better be really good on special teams.
I think that's the point. I think they expect him to be a contributor on special teams. So let's begin with this. Emotional, and I saw a lot of this on social media yesterday, emotional power rankings of the moves that the Packers made yesterday. Ben, I'm going to put you on the spot on this one because I saw a lot of people who were conflicted over how to interpret the release of Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, who has done everything the Packers have asked of him. Aaron Jones, who has been a pillar of the community. Aaron Jones, who we know, just look at what Jaden Reed has told us repeatedly on social media and beyond, a leader in that clubhouse, a leader in the locker room, somebody who took these younger players, and there were a lot of them, under his wing and showed them the Packer way, how to be a Packer, how to be a professional football player. How should people feel about Aaron Jones being released yesterday?
I mean, it's the biggest emotional loss for the team, but sometimes when you as a fan feel like you are being wronged and the player that you love that is being let go is gone and you're upset about that, that could be a telltale sign that maybe it was the right move to be made by Goody. Like, from an emotional standpoint, he's the leader in the clubhouse. Yesterday, even after, right? So from 2-5 yesterday was on the air. Aaron Jones was released 15 minutes after Josh Jacobs signed. And it was a fun 15 minutes. It was a really, look at this 1-2 punch. It was, I mean, we were, ideation was there. LaFleur with a downhill bell cow back with a 15 to 20 touch guy coming off of a injury filled season. If you can get those two together, 1-2 punch, best in the league.
Be honest with you, everybody was trying to sell that to us last year.
That is true.
Right? How often are we like,
you're right,
Packers,
end of the season.
Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, best 1-2 punch
at
the running back position.
For that one?
Right? I mean, that was something that was being said. So, yes, I agree. For those 15 minutes, we thought, we have really upgraded at the running back position.
And I think about Kyle Wallace, who is, I would say, an irrational Packer backer. He was a telltale sign that the Jones release was bigger than anything that happened yesterday. And I find that fascinating because when you look at it on paper, You got Josh Jacobs, a guy that's younger, a two-time All-Pro. Last year, obviously, wasn't great. But last year, he played for Josh McDaniels for half of the season, an interim head coach for the other. The year before that, he had 2,000 total yards. He played at Alabama. Like, what more could you ask for in a replacement for Aaron Jones than someone who you know can come into this offense? And if you can put up 2,000 total yards with the Raiders 2 years ago, think about what Matt LaFleur has been able to unlock with young talent that hasn't even seen the NFL field. I mean, like, I look at this and I'm excited, but I understand the emotional component. Aaron Jones was the ultimate Green Bay Packer, right? He was that Donald Driver type guy. He's the one guy that you look at and he's got the Green Bay tattoo on his leg. I mean, I don't know if he regrets that now. I think he loves what he did with Green Bay. But here's how I look at it, right? When you think about Aaron Jones getting two restructured contracts and then going and Goody asking for half or the $8 million that you talked about, I've heard Jason Woolley say, well, I think he deserved more. Guess what? He doesn't. It's a business. It's the NFL. It is a cutthroat business. And when you think about Aaron Jones no longer being on this team, you need to look at what you have more than what you're losing. And I think we're getting lost in the fact that what you're losing was great from a lot of standpoints, but what you're gaining is something that you know you have this year. And if he plays really well, you can continue to have a young bell cow running back for this team.
So here's where I agree with you on that entire thing. I think emotion is driving a lot of the sentiment that people are expressing on social media and beyond regarding Aaron Jones. I think if people look at it with clear eyes, they recognize that the game is, it favors young men. And the difference between Josh Jacobs, who just turned 26, like literally last month in February, and Aaron Jones, who will be 30 this season, at the running back position, guys, that's a galaxy.
Yes.
It's enormous. Okay, the wear and tear, the tread on those tires, you cannot compare. So I agree that there may be a void in leadership with Aaron Jones being released. But you know who's going to fill that? Quarterback. The quarterback of your Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, who is now no longer in his first year under center, who learned an awful lot, who made incredible strides at the leadership position, is going to be your de facto leader. We only allowed Jordan Love to not be the leader last year because it was his first go.
Yeah.
It was the first run around the rodeo. So this is the year, guys, where we fully expect, and we have high expectations, and I believe he will meet them, him to be the guy who can galvanize that locker room, who can bring guys together, who can pull everyone along. So don't tell me that there's going to be this enormous void there. The other thing I will say is you want your GM to be that cutthroat. You don't want a GM, a businessman who is making decisions based on sentimentality. And he said as much when he put the post out yesterday, the message out yesterday, the press release out yesterday about how it was a very difficult decision. But you know what's worse than letting go of a guy a year too early than a year too late? Keeping him around because you like him, right?
It's not a popularity contest.
And I think that I understand the sentiment of, I'm sad that Aaron Jones is gone. And I think that's totally fine. But you guys had a caller on your show yesterday who said, I'm sad, but I'm not upset. And to me, that threads the needle real perfectly. I'm sad that Aaron Jones is no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers. I wanted him to finish his career. I wanted him to be a Packer for life, be one of those very few guys who spent his entire career in the green and gold. But I'm not upset. You know why? Because they replaced it with someone better.
Yeah, and anytime you heard people talk about Aaron Jones yesterday, the lead in which why they wanted to keep Aaron Jones, to me, I didn't hear a lot of like what he was doing on the field. It was a lot of what he brings to the team, what he means to the team, what he means to the Green Bay Packers. And that means something. But when you talked about Jordan Love stepping up, You said something really important. It was his first year, but something that is also important heading into next year, it will be his fifth year with the franchise, right? So he's been around long enough. Aaron Jones with the team for 7 years. If you want your quarterback to take that next step, not only was he able to bring the team together 2-5 last year and find a way to be the youngest team to make the playoffs, well, now we know that he can connect with the team and get them to row in the same direction and go achieve a goal, but he's now been here 5 years. He knows the culture. He knows what the expectations are at 1265. And I, to be honest, I'd rather have my quarterback be that guy and be that leader than somebody that I don't know. And I don't want to get in durability conversations because guess what? Josh Jacobs is more durable. Like, even with the injuries he's had,
you should get into durability conversations. I guarantee the Packers were having durability conversations. I guarantee they were saying, who do we feel like can be out there as a three down back and not a two down back?
If you look at it simplistically, 26 years old, 29 years old off of the injury ridden season that he had. And it wasn't just one injury, it was two different ones. It was a hamstring that he had. Injuries of a hamstring the year prior, so that wasn't new. The MCL, and God bless him, he worked his tail off to get back for the team and played great for 3-4 games. And I love Aaron Jones. I could sit down and I could wipe myself off and do the first down dance, and I loved what he brought. But that isn't how you're going to move forward next year and the years after if you're going to be a successful franchise. You make these moves when it feels unpopular to the fans. And if Josh Jacobs can fill the void that Aaron Jones did at the running back position and be here longer, you can talk about the salaries. You can talk about the cap hit. I mean, they're pretty much equal when you look about what Josh Jacobs is getting and what Aaron Jones' cap hit would have been. They are choosing Josh Jacobs over Aaron Jones for not just this year, but for the future. And I think that's really important to note.
And while we're talking about the leadership of Aaron Jones, I do not want to get lost. The leadership of Brian Gutekunst in this situation to do what he knew would be unpopular for the benefit of the team going forward, that's why you should believe in him. That's why you should get on board with him. That's why you should be fantastic. That's why you should be so thrilled that he is the leader of this team, that he is the GM of this team, because he's going to make big moves like this. This is the first time he really had the money to do it, by the way. This is the first time he really had the cap space to be able to do something like this. I do want to power rank from an emotional standpoint the moves yesterday. Unfortunately, Devondre Campbell, you're going to be at the bottom of my list. From an emotional standpoint, it just wasn't that attached to the Devondre Campbell thing. We kind of assumed that he would be moving on. That was another development yesterday. But we have a lot of reaction rolling in, and we want to give you the opportunity to react all morning long to any of the things that happened yesterday with the green and gold. 800-990-3776. We have callers on the line. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll get to some of the reaction in the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line and on our YouTube stream. If you want to watch the show this morning, it is Ben Brust filling in for Chewy and Gabe here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Feels like a perfect day to get some insight from Jason Wilde after everything the Packers did yesterday on the first day of legal tampering. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning for everyone except Aaron Jones.
Yes. Well, we feel bad about that, but not too bad, to be perfectly honest with you. We were just talking about
really?
The emotional... Yeah, I mean, we feel bad because we like Aaron Jones a lot. We appreciate everything he has done for the franchise. But Josh Jacobs is a significant and obvious upgrade at the position.
Okay.
So we were talking about emotionally power ranking the moves yesterday. Let's just take the four main ones. Jones, McKinney, Bach, and Jacobs. From an emotional standpoint, how would you power rank those moves yesterday?
Whether it's positive, negative, whatever.
Correct. Yeah. Look, just emotion, it could be excitement and or disappointment or sadness or inevitability, whatever it is. Just the most, where are you putting the most emotional heft?
Yeah. Look, McKinney's a really good player and they're really excited about him. And so that, for Goody anyway, I'm sure that's really exciting. Josh Jacobs is a really good player. I don't disagree with that. I'm fascinated, though, and this is something that I want to explore with Tausch, because you know, I've never played professional football before. And obviously there is, there's guys that are extremely talented. There are guys that are really good leaders and teammates. And then there are guys that are both. And when I look at what Jones did down the stretch, I understand it's a cold-hearted business. I understand that it's better to get rid of a guy a year too early instead of a year too late. I understand that injury and concern about that factors into decisions. I understand that you have to make calls that are good for your financial well-being and your flexibility to do other things. I gotta be honest, I thought when they signed Josh Jacobs, in fact, I even started writing this because, again, Brian Gutekunst had told us that Aaron Jones absolutely would be back. I thought, wow, this is going to be really fascinating what these guys can do with Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs on the same team. And then obviously The Athletic and your friend Diana Rossini had the report last night that they wanted him to take a 50% or more pay cut after he took the pay cut last year. And so, Josh Jacobs was the NFL rushing king in 2022. Last year, he missed four games with a quadriceps injury. He is 3 years younger than Aaron Jones. But I really am curious now, as I look at their roster, as they move on from Bakhtiari, as they move on from Jones, like, who do they have that fills that leadership void? And how does the thing that I want to understand, because I don't want to just be snap judgment guy, but what I want to understand is, does that leadership or connectivity, or when your coach calls a guy the heart and soul of your team, does that not factor in at all? Does it factor in a little bit? Like, what is the thought process there? Because Josh Jacobs wore the C on his chest last season. Xavier McKinney wore the C on his chest last season for the Giants. So they obviously were viewed by their teammates as leaders, and they'll have to step into those roles. But when you do it on a new team, I always enjoyed a conversation I had with Julius Peppers about this many years ago. Like, Julius Peppers came in and obviously had a lot of success, and yet he kind of came in and said, all right, I'm the new guy here. I've got to be the one who listens instead of trying to lead. And so I'm just really intrigued by the dynamic that this creates, and the fact that, and I know I said it to both of you on your respective shows when it happened on February 1st, I've never heard a general manager during my time covering the team speak so definitively about a player coming back. And now here we are, 5 weeks later, and they've parted ways, and they've posted this really nice, thoughtful message about what a great player he was and everything else. But, you ask a guy to cut his salary in half, that's a pretty big ask. And I don't blame Aaron Jones for saying thank you, but no thank you. I'm going to try my luck.
And I don't blame him either, Jason. I agree with you on that, especially because he had taken a pay cut the year before. But what I will say is it's sort of starting to look like that's what the market is right now for these running backs who weren't snatched up on the first day. Like, we were talking about, who's the guy, Moss? Zach Moss,
2 years, $8
million. 2 years, $8 million. And Dan Graziano this morning was talking about how the Cowboys were in on Zach Moss, but he got too rich for their blood. They have decided, and not to go all Cowboys on you because who really cares, but this is relevant to Aaron Jones because the Cowboys are not going to spend that much on a running back. So they have put together their ledger, they have put together their SharePoint, their PowerPoint, and they have assigned a certain number for what they are going to commit to the running back position. And there's a part of me that thinks Aaron Jones might be outside of that window.
Yeah, he very well might be, although if he gets to play 8 or 9 games at Texas Stadium, given how good he is there, they might want to consider that, or AT&T Stadium. Look, I get it. I understand that. I understand the financial component of all this. I would make a terrible GM. I make this joke. In fact, I did a charity event with Bulaga and Corey Linsley last week, and I made my go-to joke. I'm not supposed to be a GM. If I was the GM, Jordy Nelson would still be playing wide receiver for these guys. So I get it. But I do find myself, as we're watching this roster take shape, because, look, they got a stud to play safety. McKinney was probably the best safety available after Antoine Winfield was tagged.
Yeah, and Goody was out there bidding against Howie Roseman. Like, we know the Eagles were in on that. I love the fact that, like, they were going toe-to-toe back and forth on who was going to get him, and Goody won.
So that is a huge pickup at a huge position in Jeff Hafley's new defense. So, and the other moves that have happened, like, I was fairly confident Savage had played his last snap. Anybody could tell that John Runyon was going to go somewhere else after, in the contract year, they made him share snaps down the stretch. And we knew Bakhtiari wasn't going to be back, especially with the number he had. So all that other stuff made sense. Josh Jacobs replacing Aaron Jones, you get a guy younger by 3 years. I get all that. Again, I just, you know, when people talk about a player the way LaFleur and Goody did, and about how, you know, I mean, the idea of having a player who was so vital to not just what he did in those five straight 100-yard games, but talking about what he meant to this young team, I just feel as though there is a blind spot there for the value of that in a locker room. And I'd be very curious to know what Matt LaFleur is thinking today, because there were ways to bring him back and give him a little more money than he would have gotten on that pay cut. And you sign him to an extension that spreads out that chunk of money he would have gotten this year. And then you still have the flexibility to move on from him. So again, Aaron Jones is not like my guy. First of all, he's so good with us. He's one of all of our guys. So I'm not like personally offended that he's not on the team. I just don't think there's been many times where someone throughout the league, not just Packers GMs, but certainly a Packers GM that I've covered, has been so definitive about a player being on the team. And now here we are with him gone and them issuing these schmaltzy statements about what a wonderful guy he was.
Jason, obviously, you know, they're not the same personality, Jordan Love and Aaron Jones, but Jordan Love, heading into his second year as a starter, has been with Green Bay for 5 years now. And Aaron Jones flew out to California with Jordan Love and all the young guys. Like, don't you think this is the perfect opportunity to thrust Jordan Love, despite his personality being a little bit different, into that, like, I carry the G leadership role, especially if he gets his new big contract that we're expecting? It seems like a perfect opportunity to give that to Jordan Love and be happy with the additions. Because, I mean, this feels weird. They made two huge splashes in free agency, and we're spending a lot of time on the leadership standpoint when the team ultimately got better yesterday.
Yeah, I agree, but I think those are obvious. The Jones aspect, to me anyway, is the most surprising, right? I mean, again, I don't want to cover the same ground. And look, Benny, I don't think Jordan Love's leadership and Aaron Jones's leadership are an either-or proposition. They're not mutually exclusive. Both can occur at the same time. And I think if you ask Jordan Love, who, as you mentioned, I mean, this is a guy who traveled out there to work out with him. And the point I'm trying to make, I'm not trying to belabor the point, and I'm not a fan, so it's not my job to be all excited about Xavier McKinney and direct the conversation to put my pom-poms out to be so excited about him. He's a really good player at a really important position. That is an important get. What my only point is that I want to try and understand how much that kind of stuff factors in. Maybe it doesn't factor in at all. I just think Goody and look, Aaron Rodgers has said a lot of things over the last X number of years that I haven't agreed with. But again, I do think that there is a component to the way this team goes about its business that maybe undervalues some of the intangibles that aren't just yards and touchdowns and age and injury history and those types of things. We'll see if Josh Jacobs turns out to be one of the best signings in free agency. We certainly recognize his name. We certainly know what he did in 2022 when he led the league not only in rushing, but in total yards from scrimmage. We know that he can do everything you want a running back to do. We know he's 3 years younger than Aaron Jones. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have Josh Jacobs on your team, but I thought that they were going to have both of them. And I thought that would have made a really interesting dynamic in that backfield, because one of the things that Goody had said to us was that when it came to Aaron Jones, all they really wanted to do was figure out a way to keep him healthy for an entire season. That was part of his argument about him being so important to what they do. And you add Josh Jacobs, who is better, obviously a significant upgrade over A.J. Dillon, and now you've got a guy who can do that. Again, they are in a financial position where I'm not sure they needed Aaron Jones. I understand what the market was bearing, but he's more valuable to them than he is to a different team. And so I just think that this, in my opinion, of the four major moves that occurred yesterday, his is the most interesting to me.
Do we have breaking news on Aaron Jones? Ben?
I am making sure.
We're confirming.
No, no breaking news. Still okay. Just Aaron Jones linked to the Vikings.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. But let's just we'll wait until the official news is out there from one of those news getters, those insiders, before we go with that. Jason, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate your perspective, and I know you guys will be talking about this morning on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Diana Rossini, yeah. Grab your purple sombreros. Running back Aaron Jones is expected to join the Minnesota Vikings, per sources.
Okay, there's the news. Jason, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. Listen to him on Wilde and Tausch right after this show and, of course, all of the other programs talking about your green and gold. I love Jason. I think he is so plugged in. I think he's overvaluing Aaron Jones' leadership and putting too much value in that versus production.
Let's see what he can do to the losers of the Vikings and all that intangibles
Who
that he can bring.
Is their quarterback again?
Right now it's Sam Darnold.
I hope we were going to play the crickets. The crickets.
Well, he signed a
key word right now.
Okay. Packers got better. I don't know that the Vikings did. That's all I'll say about that. Lots of stuff to still get to. I'm seeing a ton of reaction rolling in on the YouTube page. One guy saying, I am clueless. Would love to explain to him why I am not. Lots of folks weighing in on Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones. We haven't even got to Xavier McKinney yet, who yesterday was, I think, the biggest get of the day across the board in the NFL. But, of course, I may be biased towards the Green Bay Packers. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Ben?
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, there's an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less, Bucks in six. On the Bucks Plus audio networks, and if you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis, the deep threes from Dame, and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus audio network. Find it at bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Took off. I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? You put you in a... That's Gabe's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Breaking news this morning is that Aaron Jones will be a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Diana Rossini reporting that. Diana Rossini, insider for The Athletic, works really closely with Matt Schneidman on a lot of these Packers stories. She says, grab your purple sombreros. Aaron Jones is expected to join the Minnesota Vikings, per sources. Does that make you more sad or less sad if you're a Packers fan this morning? Because you were just doing the boop, boop, boop boop, 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 up and down yesterday with the...
Yeah, the emotional roller coaster.
And then, of course, Josh Jacobs. And then, of course,
well, the 15 minute, the 15 minutes that you had was the peak of the day of Josh
Euphoria.
Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
It wasn't going to get any better.
It was like, put the playbook out for Matt LaFleur and go to work. And then
you needed a cigarette, right?
Woo! Yeah, any way you ideate, woof, get to it. And then when Aaron Jones got released, it was like...
Right.
And when McKinney got signed, no less than 45 minutes later, the emotions went up. But there was a funny video going around of somebody dancing on a truck, having fun, but also crying. And that was a lot of Packer fans in their emotions towards, like, happy to get Xavier McKinney, but sad to lose Aaron Jones. And to me, honestly, him going to the Vikings makes me feel better. Like, it's not like Aaron Jones is going to go somewhere where he's going to make an impact for a team that's going to make a strong playoff push and a Super Bowl run. He's kind of just going to live non-existently up north in that indoor stadium where he'll get... I was going to say he'll get a ton of carries. Who knows, right?
They might. I mean, they don't know who their quarterback is.
My point is, even when he was healthy for the Green Bay Packers, 20-plus touches was something we were begging for. So it'll be interesting to see the contract. It'll be interesting to see the usage. So to see him go to the Vikings, it makes me feel better, to be honest. It's not like he was like, I'll take a lesser deal to stick it to the Packers to go to a contender.
Would you have preferred him to the Cowboys?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The argument that we made yesterday when it wasn't really rumors, but there was a report out there that the Cowboys would certainly be making a call to Aaron Jones if he were available. We were like, Mike McCarthy didn't use him when he had him. Mike McCarthy's going to use him now when
he does get a little pass happy.
18, 19, 20, 21. When he's 5 years older, 6 years older. When's the last time he was with McCarthy? 2018.
Regardless of how McCarthy would have used him, I think aesthetically for me, seeing him go to the Vikings, who I think are going to be battling the Bears for last place in the division, regardless of what happens in the Bears draft, to me, it's kind of like, all right, you moved on from a guy, and I'm sad that he's gone emotionally, but he's not going to come back to bite us.
Well, but the leadership, Ben.
Yeah, I know. You know,
that leadership that Aaron Jones has.
I can't wait for him to talk to Sam Darnold on how to throw better. I don't know if he has the power to do that.
I think the only thing that really would have changed my mind is if Aaron Jones went to one of the teams I consider to be one of the smart NFL teams. But between the Cowboys and the Vikings, which were the two places he was rumored, it's like those teams...
Dumb brain!
They don't know what they're doing. They're not good at building teams. They don't consistently build Super Bowl contenders. So... Aaron Jones going there? Whatever.
All right, let's handle this right away. I got somebody on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy YouTube page telling me I am clueless
person is after you.
It's not even after me. It's just saying that Josh Jacobs is not good. And I just can't understand how if you look at the information that is presented to you, maybe just look at stats. I know that last year was a down year for Jacobs. I also know that he was injured. But beyond that, Ben, you think there is a perfectly good explanation for a guy who had an incredible season the year before, had a bad season last year.
Josh McDaniels is one of the worst head coaches in NFL history. Like, that's well documented. It was a dumpster fire. And I know everyone here locally doesn't pay attention to the inner workings of Las Vegas, but they hated the coach. They couldn't stand the coach. And then when they brought an interim head coach in, sure, they won a couple games. But my opinion, even beyond what happened last year, when you have 2,000 total yards catching and running, if you can do that in Las Vegas, imagine what you can do under Matt LaFleur. If everyone wants to believe, like last week it was trust and Goody. This year it was Matt LaFleur. He opened up the playbook. Jordan Love, all these guys are starting to develop. They're starting to hit their stride. Well, why don't we plug and play a 26-year-old who went to Alabama, who... Like, I don't care about what organization he was with. If you're coming into Green Bay, apparently at 1265, there are standards. And when he steps in there, he's going to feel those. He's going to be 3 years younger, and he should thrive under Matt LaFleur. We should be excited about the opportunity that a younger player than Aaron Jones, who led the league in rushing and had 2,000 total yards, Aaron Jones could never do that because he was not durable enough. And I'm not saying from an injury standpoint. They just wouldn't give him the ball enough times for him to get there. You have an opportunity here. It's a simple math equation, Josh. Do the simple math for me.
What's the simple math you want me to do?
We just talked about it.
26 minus 29?
No, not the age. When it comes to like rushing yards, like you get rid of a guy who had 300 less rushing yards, who is 3 years older, you're better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be frank. If you think there is a large upgrade from Aaron Jones to Josh Jacobs, you frankly don't know what you're watching and you don't understand football. It's very, very simple. Youth is the way. Youth is the way of the running back position. It's always going to be that way and it's going to continue to be that way. When you change out somebody like Josh Jacobs for Aaron Jones, you are betting on youth, you're betting on durability, and you're betting on availability. We all seem to be forgetting what happened for most of the season of Aaron Jones. He was unavailable. When players get hurt and they're at advanced age and they are small, slight, he's very slight, Aaron Jones is. That's why he doesn't get more carries. The reason they're moving on from him is because they do not think he can be reliable, no matter how much they like him and how productive he's
been. And why should they expect him to be more durable and healthy at age 30 versus age 29? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's not how football works.
This is the NFL, and it's a position that continued to be devalued from a contractual standpoint.
Let's see. We've got folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Ryan from Iguanago saying, unless the Packers and Vikings play week one, the chances of Jones being healthy to play the Packers is 50-50. And that is fair. I know he's saying it somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but he is talking about Jones's ability to be on the field, which has always been a knock on him. No matter how much Gabe and I go back and forth about what contributes to him being on the field or not, because I still believe that when Rodgers was running the show and running the offense, he would prefer to throw the ball more often than hand it off to Aaron Jones and company. Last year, it was the hamstring injury. Last year, it was the MCL injury. You talk about him being slight. He is slight at the running back position, and he is pushing 30. Like, these are realities. These are facts. To try to make the argument that Aaron Jones is somehow better than Josh Jacobs straight up is crazy to me. To say that he might be better in Green Bay, I might listen to your argument. But Josh Jacobs played at Alabama. To say the guy can't step into a culture that Green Bay has is insane to me.
His QBs were Jimmy Garoppolo and Aiden O'Connell.
With the Raiders.
I mean, Jordan Love in the passing offense should open up so much more. This is a no-brainer. And by the way, good job, Chad, on letting Rainbow Trout know what's up.
What happened? I missed it.
Well, he's swimming upstream. Get a grip, pal. Like, they're getting after him now. Go, Chat, go.
I didn't even say who it was that was, you know, defending it. But yes, I do appreciate it. And here, I will say this. For all the people who say we never pay attention to the YouTube comment stream, yeah, well, there you go. We're paying attention now.
We just gave you a swirly.
800-990-3776. Reacting to the big moves yesterday. Guys, we haven't even talked about Xavier McKinney. What in the world are we doing?
That's a disservice to Josh DiMaggio.
We cannot spend this much time talking about the departure of Aaron Jones and not talk about the biggest splash yesterday in free agency in Xavier McKinney going to the Green Bay Packers. What are you doing? Yeah, it's second on the thing. Xavier McKinney, exclamation point.
I don't throw around exclamation points willy-nilly.
No. It's big news.
We have to get to the Packers getting the guy that everyone was talking about being a good fit for the team. And maybe, just maybe, we will bring back the Halfley sound when he was describing exactly what he was looking for in that position.
Iron Man.
And how closely Xavier McKinney fits to that description. That's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, I mean, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tell you guys about the best purchase that I have made recently. Have you ever been walking around an expo center, maybe at a fair like me, and seen something that you thought, I would like to have one of those? Well, that's what happened this past summer when I saw the Good Health Saunas display at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I thought, you know, I've been hearing a lot about all of the benefits of having an infrared sauna. Maybe it's time to pull the trigger. Maybe it's time to get one finally. So that's what I did. I bought a Good Health Sauna. It is sitting in my basement. And the health benefits, guys, whoo! Cannot tell you enough about them. Better skin, better sleep, better recovery after my workouts, and the detoxification, especially when I was traveling a lot this fall. It is fantastic. If you're in the market for better wellness, longevity, all of those things that I talk about all of the time with Good Health Saunas, go to their website. It's goodhealthsaunas.com. Goodhealthsaunas.com. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. Oh, but I'm dead in you. We are seeing some numbers for Aaron Jones. 1 year, $7 million. Man, there's a lot of like.
Why are you laughing back there? Should have stayed a Packer, bud.
Should have stayed a Packer. If whether you believe the report yesterday that it was at or approximately a 50% pay grade, he was supposed to get 12. I know we don't do math here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but that would be 6 or in the 6 range. You're telling me it's not worth $1 million to stay with the franchise, to finish a Packer, to fit, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm with you.
We said this is what we thought the market was going to be. It was going to be in that range.
What happened in these conversations? Because Jason Wilde talked about it. Belaga talked about it. A lot of people on our station have talked about how Goody at the Combine talked about it would be really hard to see him not bringing back Aaron Jones. He basically gave more of a stronger proclamation than I just did there. Yet Goody and LaFleur put out a statement. And I'm reading in between the lines a little bit here. Aaron Jones' goodbye on Instagram was very short. It was thank you, Packers, with a heart in a one sentence, right? To me, it feels like something happened in these negotiations that turned Aaron Jones off of not feeling at least more wanted by the Green Bay Packers, even though it seems like he probably would have got the same amount of money based off his contract to the Vikings. So what went wrong?
Again, these are just early reported numbers. They could change. There could be more details, incentives and whatnot that could push that number. But right now, again, if you believe the report that the, and of course, let's call a spade, that's agent driven. The agent is always going to push information that makes their case seem a better option. So if Aaron Jones and the Packers part ways, is it better to say, well, they were offering him a 50% pay cut or 8 or 9, right? Those are the numbers that were out there for reports. So again, I just want to be clear. If a 50% pay cut of 12 would have been 6, are you telling me that 6 with the Packers wouldn't have been more valuable, more rewarding, more significant than 7 with the Vikings? You got to make that decision for yourself. I know what decision I would have made.
I think this is very easy. Aaron Jones got screwed by his agent. His agent told him he had more money out there, and it frankly wasn't.
And I think the Packers knew that, guys.
Yes.
I think Brian Goodkey, I even asked Dario this when we were driving around. I said, you think there's any chance the Packers were shopping Jones? You think there was any chance? Now, again, you're not supposed to be out there talking about stuff, but you have conversations. You think they knew what Aaron Jones' market value was and who would be interested in him if he hit the free market?
Well, I tell you what, when you said the 50% pay cut and Josh saying his agent really, you know, got him in a tough situation, I don't think saying the offered 50% pay cut is good for what his value would be for the entire league, because people know what he was expected to make in $12 million. And if the reports were out there that he was scheduled to make 50%, that doesn't help Aaron Jones' market value at all,
No, you're missing what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's a way of making the Packers look cheap. It's a way of saying, this Packers organization, look at all he had done for them. And then when push came to shove, he was due $12 million.
That,
they said,
but I'm
hey,
saying that doesn't help at all.
Six?
That doesn't help at all either.
I'm saying if you can get people to believe that the Packers were cheaper than the market, then at least it works in the public opinion for him. But as soon as he signed, and again, I know I mentioned this to you guys this morning. The Zach Moss thing to me was interesting because the Cowboys were the quote unquote yesterday interested in kicking the tires at the very least on Aaron Jones. And then Dan Graziano goes on the radio this morning and says that the price that ended up getting paid for Zach Moss, which was $8 million, yep, $4 million per year, was too expensive for their blood at that position. Too rich for their blood at that position. And I go, well, Aaron Jones, I don't think you're going to the Cowboys.
Did Drew Rosenhaus take a Super Bowl away from the Green Bay Packers? Did the 15 minutes of fun that we had of Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones go away because of hard-headed agent trying to get the best value for their client and it backfiring? He's on the Vikings. He's going to rot in the North.
I think it's very important to remember that report of Aaron Jones and the Cowboys connection. Now, that could have been Rosenhaus doing agent things. And as I can say, I feel pretty secure saying he screwed the pooch. He didn't do best by his client. But are the Cowboys a conservative team? Are they afraid to spend money?
No, they're spendy.
When they want guys, they buy
them. They spendy.
Yeah. So what happened here? They couldn't offer Aaron Jones 2 years, $15 million. They didn't have anything in here. They didn't have anything close that they could offer that would be better than 1 for 7. What does the NFL think of Aaron Jones? Is maybe Goody
That's
a leader in that?
That's what I'm trying to say. I think that they were probably acutely aware of what the market would be for a 30 almost running back who has had some injury challenges, who again, as nice as he is, as much as we like him, as much as a leader as he is, all of those things, I think that the book is out on Aaron Jones and the league is going,
Who's the closest in age to like Aaron Jones making like that type of money? I guess Derrick Henry to be seen.
To be determined.
You know what I mean?
Did Austin Eckler get technically a better offer from Washington? It was 2 years. Was it $13 million?
Technically 1 year, $7 million. Yeah. If it was two for 14,
but it wasn't 11.4.
Okay, so what? It's pretty clear here is
it's age.
And also NFL teams have like equations that they put.
Yes,
they put age, weight, height, and usage into a formula, and it spits out what you can expect from those players. Obviously, it changes. Derrick Henry was a long-time anomaly, but he was a lot bigger. So it seems like everyone was in agreement with Goody that the amount Aaron Jones was due was way too much, and that the amount they were offering him was probably better than what he got on the free market.
Sad.
I think you might be right about the agent being the factor in this.
Screwed him.
It's going to rot. It's going to rot.
And the Packers, has been reported, pulled the offer on Friday, right? Once they turned down what the Packers said was our final offer. And look, Rosenhaus has done this for a really long time. Maybe he thought they were bluffing. Maybe he thought, you know what? They said it's their final offer. It's not. They'll come back. They like you. They want you. Packers pulled it. It wasn't even on the table yesterday when all of this stuff went down. They knew they were moving on from Aaron Jones. And Rosenhaus must have convinced him that he could get
more money
on the open market. Did he? If you believe the report that it was 50%, I guess theoretically by the numbers he did. 1 for 7 is better than 6.
Speaking of rotting real quick, where the hell is my Wisconsin basketball jersey?
What was that?
You lost a bet, and I've been waiting for 4 months for you to pay this off.
Are you saying that I'm rotting? What's the rotting part?
My jersey is rotting somewhere, and I don't know where my former jersey is that you were supposed to wear.
It's in my car. Do I have to go get the jersey? God,
you're
bless America.
You're a runner.
Get going.
Get out of here.
You got 2 minutes.
Go get that jersey. Yes, I'd go get the jersey. I'm just returning it to you, though.
You're not wearing it.
I'm not wearing the thing.
Here we go. Another bet unpaid by Jen.
You gotta put it on.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this.
Show those guns.